Now, listen to him again. He's not through with this. Verse 8, he says again, and it's God's gracious call. God is long-suffering, and God is lots more patient than I would be, and I've found out that I need to learn to be patient with the patience of God. How long-suffering and patient he is. Now, seek him who maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning, and maketh the day dark with night, who calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. That is, it's God who makes the rain fall. Somebody says, well, I know that it has to do with the law of hydrodynamics. And sure, but who made the law of hydrodynamics? Who is the one that pulls the water up out of the ocean and then puts it on a train? They call them clouds, and he moves them over by the wind, and when they get over in the right place, well, they turn loose and rain. Who is it that does that? Well, God's the one that's doing that, friends. And Amos says, the Lord is his name. He said, you've turned to these idols, and your life does not command your faith in a living God, and the living God is the Creator. And Orion, of course, is one of the many constellations in the heaven, and it was the one, of course, familiar to these people in that day. Verse 9, who strengtheneth the spoiled against the strong, so that the spoil shall come against the fortress. They hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. Now, the one that rebukes in the gate would be a judge. You see, the courthouse of that day was the gate of the walled city. You will find all the way through Scripture, that's where the judges sat, was at the gate. That's where Boaz, you remember, got the other kinsmen at the gate of Bethlehem. And when Lot went down to Sodom, he got in politics down there, and you find him sitting in the gate. What is he doing there? Well, he was a judge. And so here we have the judge that was rebuking that which was wrong. He was the one that was hated. And therefore, most of the judges were very dishonest. And they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. When a judge insisted upon justice and upon that which is right, well, he became very unpopular. I'm not sure that human nature's changed very much. Now, will you notice, verse 11, for as much therefore as your treading is upon the poor, they are the ones that do not get justice. I know that. I've been on that side of the line a long time. And ye take from him burdens of wheat. Ye have built houses of hewn stone, but ye shall not dwell in them. Ye have planted pleasant vineyards, but ye shall not drink wine of them. And those beautiful palaces that were built at Samaria are in ruins today, and they were destroyed shortly after this message was given. Been in ruins now for several thousand years, almost 3,000.